Tonight we're talking Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, the final goodbye, Scraps going to jail, D. Smith went ham. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey.
Hola, hola, bitch, que pasa.
Hey, this goes, though.
For real, though, she's everything. But this is an old song. She just dropped this new stuff. Everything. What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jan here in studio for the Love and Hip Hop Atlanta AfterBuzz TV After Show. We're listening to Snow the Product. Hola. I'm here with my favorite peoples in the world. We got Miss Courtney Stewart.
What's up, y'all?
Stefan I, Morfire Wallace, decided to join us.
He came back to town, y'all.
You can't leave us on Memorial Day.
Memorial Day was a turn up, man. I couldn't make it, y'all. I'm sorry. I still ain't got my voice back.
What were you doing?
Oh, I mean, it was a turn up here, too.
Okay.
I heard. Don't get it twisted.
I heard.
We can turn up without you then.
You know what I mean? But before we get started here, I want to do a little, you know, selfish plug-in right now. As you can see, the three of us have mugs for Black Hollywood Live. So make sure you guys check out our sister network, Black Hollywood Live. If you guys love us, because you guys, here's the thing. I can't with y'all be watching us every week. And then y'all motherfuckers, first of all, be sitting up here talking about, you do a music show? Yes, bitch. How many times I gotta drink out this fucking mug? BlackHollywoodLive.com. Go see it. We got tons of other shows. If you think
check
this shit's
out,
funny, we got a whole bunch of other ish. All right.
Black and a berry, the sweet of the juice, too.
Always. You know?
I mean, I don't know. That's what they say, though.
We know you don't.
Y'all stupid.
You took the words. I couldn't even get them out fast.
Y'all stupid.
I was waiting. Yeah.
Both of y'all almost choked.
I know. I pulled an Aryan when D. Smith went, yeah, you know, boy. Hey, you guys.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Goonies.
Like, bitch, first of all, like, no shade, girl, D. Smith, but, like, you cannot be running up doing that to people.
No, I think that's fantastic. You know the kind of control over your vocal abilities you have to switch it on that quickly?
Girl, she went right into that lower register. Do you know my anxiety can't handle that?
No.
I thought I was getting jumped by someone. Like,
yo, it definitely was like an exorcist moment, you know, like when the little girl turns and she starts talking crazy.
She spins her head around and start walking down the stairs upside down.
It was possession. That was that sound demon possessed.
I thought it was great, girl.
It was a great moment.
She hits us with all this all day.
I bet in the studio she's awesome because she's giving you everything. She'd be like, no, it's hot.
I'm gonna sing with the soprano.
When she was working with Little Wayne, she was like, "Wayne, we have to stack that." Wayne's like too fucked up. She's like, "I got it. You know we got it."
I sing soprano and baritone. Thank you.
As a matter of fact, bitch, I'm the whole choir.
Oh my god.
All right. But whatever, you guys, you're in the chat room. Alexis, I need you to make that bigger for me. Alexis is in the booth.
What up? Sorry, I was enjoying all of the tea that was happening in the chat.
Too much tea. And if you guys have tea, make sure you guys tweet us at AfterBuzz TV. Also, tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
I'm at Stuart Starlet.
At I am Stefan, spelled correctly.
Good luck with that one, guys.
Have fun, guys.
Hey, they did.
Because they added all kind of extra consonants and vowels up in that shit.
Stefan with a C. All right, let's talk about it. Let's just get this out the way because it was just like too sensitive. Girl, you know my eyes ain't reading that. I need to go to Lens Crafters if we're going to do that.
It's just because that light is right there.
Yeah, who
thought of that? It makes it really difficult.
Who thought of that, Phil?
Wasn't me.
That's too big, though.
No,
that's... What do you mean it's too big?
Make up your damn mind.
Fine, go with it.
We can see it all, whatever. We just don't see... We can only see two comments at a time, guys.
Jesse had all kinds of comments going in your brain that you just... You muzzled it.
I did.
I'm proud of you. That was awesome.
I love that you recognize that.
Never too big, Jesse. Never too big.
I'm growing, you guys. Right. I'm growing.
You're adulting.
I'm adulting.
Yeah.
All right, but let's adult and talk about this. So Scrap and his son, they set up a photo shoot, which I got to say this, KK, you know what I mean? Like, I've been kind of like interested with this family to be like, okay, everyone's a rapper. Like, what's KK doing out here? Like,
yeah.
For real, though.
Yeah. We know what she's doing.
Well, we know what allegedly she might have done.
Yeah. But I mean, is she like a drug king queen pen or something?
I don't know anything. I just I you know
she don't go to work.
I know. I think like the shade room said something, but you know I didn't check. I don't be following them.
They
so.
Said something about some checks and things. I didn't hear anything about any drugs. Mm-hmm.
The only check I know is the one that I be cashing in my bank. Thank you. But let's talk about this though.
She's got a studio.
I actually love that she has a studio. That's I think cute. This is smart. So I guess she does like an after show thing of her own where they sit in that white room with a couch and whatnot. And then, you know, photo shoots, filming, and
it's a smart space, multi-purpose space to have.
Absolutely.
And a place where filming and things are constantly growing.
And your kids are rappers, like set up a sound.
And so many people in Atlanta want to be like rappers, singers, artists. They need pictures. They need, you could easily rent that. She's making a little money off that.
She'd be good.
Rent that space out, KK. I see you, girl.
I just want to know why your dog doesn't move. Like the ears, like usually like when somebody's talking, even when the little boy was playing with the dog, like the dog's ears, there was no tail movement. I was confused.
It's a stuffed animal.
Is it a stuffed? No, don't say that because I'm scared if it is.
No, I just feel like the dog is too scared to move. He like, I've seen some shit.
But even when a dog is scared, you know the dog shivered. That dog wasn't doing nothing.
Because he know not to move. Aww. That dog like, she told me to stay away. I ain't trying to
Zoloft? What is it? Zolofed?
Zoloft. All right. So, Scrap tells his son. And that was like one of the most precious moments we have ever seen.
What a cute little boy right off top.
He's so adorable. He's super cute.
And the fact he couldn't even look at him like.
Yeah.
Because he was trying to be strong, he won't cry. Moment. And then he turned away and he cried.
And KK's talking about he only three, he ain't gonna remember this. Yes, he
they
is.
They remember y'all.
This is marking his life right now in a way that I pray that it's not like.
I'm like,
have
we all seen Empire?
Have abandonment issues, y'all. Right,
Hakeem, hello. Yeah. Hello, this boy King gonna grow up and find him and Naomi Campbell, y'all. Gonna come for your throne, KK.
Well, no, because, you know, whatever.
I'm just not kidding. Even going that was like season two of Empire, ain't even on three or four. What are we on four?
No, it's on one.
Two. We just
there's only been two. It feels like forever. Okay. But no, just it's only been two. That's why it's crazy how it descended and you're like, ugh, what happened? So quickly. Went down. Anyway.
That second season was hard to keep up the writing.
It was
wild. Mind warp.
Anyway. dog is dead and stuff. So, wrong.
We see Scrap at his going away party in which Jock, Stevie, Kirk, Rashida all showed up. And, you know, that's when Stevie wanted to tell everyone about Mimi, and Rashida feels that she should be the voice of reason and help Mimi out.
Somebody needs
help. Or she was like, ooh, I got a place I can fit in the storyline.
Keeping it interesting.
I'll tell her. I can talk to Mimi. You know, I like Mimi.
I
don't like
anybody else.
Out
a couple
else.
Episodes.
Right? Yeah. Rashida's like Cynthia Bailey on Real Housewives of Atlanta. Somebody I just want to look at because she always looks snatched, got her wig right. Yep. Like, she looked great at that party. Yeah, her makeup's beautiful. And you're like, oh, you're beautiful. But, like, otherwise, I don't even care what's going on with any of her story.
She don't ever try to help Kirk out, though, with his dress code. He just, I don't know, he blindly puts on anything.
Stephon, that man Kirk has been dressing the same way since before they met.
Yeah, jeez. I feel like she probably was like, boo, you need to do this, or you need to... And he's like, no, I'm
she
good,
gave
I'm
up.
Great.
No, I feel
amazing.
Like she's into that. Like, I feel like, here's the thing, all of them dress like it is still...
Yeah.
1999.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm just looking like, first of all... That's y'all already know. Like, I don't. Them. I'm just sitting here like, maybe it's a thing, and you know, I'm not a fashionista. But what the fuck was Stevie J wearing?
You didn't like his furry sweatshirt? I thought it was so awesome.
Girl, I was like, are you trying out for Sesame Street Live? Like, what the fuck?
I wasn't entirely mad at it. I'll be more mad at it.
I feel like
if
Cisco would wear that.
Well, yeah, that's. But I feel like that's where he's from. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the space he's in.
He would suck in there.
I feel like tacky is what Stevie is.
Imagine Cisco.
I just did. I just took a minute and I was like,
with his nice chain.
Uncle Fester with a freaking.
I think it looks better.
Looking like Cousin Ed. Yeah. I can't do it. Where do we get from there? One thing I did like that KK said in this moment, she had some good ones today.
She had some good
even
ones.
Though it sounded like a lot of the time she was reading them off of something, but she was like,
and she can't read, so. I mean, you know, you like she could read, KK. But it's tough. You know what I'm saying?
She said, you need to release yourself from the family to do the time or it will do you.
You're right.
That was a deep, right. that was real talk.
Right. From a ex-con, you know?
Cookie.
Ex-con, like, tips. You gotta release your mind.
Free yourself, honey, free yourself.
We've seen Scrap freeing himself from his hair when he done.
No.
He said, Kirk wears FUBU. Remember
FUBU with the JNCO jeans?
Oh, you loved it.
Rocking the Pacos.
Stevie wears coconut.
Oh, my God.
I was just talking about that because we were looking at Tupac videos last night, just crazy, random, drinking and doing something stupid. But admiring, you know, the greatness of Pac. And Calk and I came up, we all was dying like, Calk and I.
Mm-mm. I was at hot shit back then.
Okay.
Yeah. It was,
get
though.
Get you some academics.
Dude. Oh. Academics.
Get your pelly pelly. You know what I mean? Like that top floor Macy's that just had that one corner with everything up in that bitch.
All the
just
ethnic be like, urban wear, yeah. In a corner.
Yeah.
With the big old pants.
Oh my God, I can't with the Sean John velour.
It was great.
All right, so
they listen to everything, Fat Farm. Like, they're just going through the list.
I mean, all those things, I could totally picture him.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Rocking them and still owning them. All right, but so then we got, what's it called? So Scrap, I thought he was giving himself a bird bath, and I was like, you have this nice loft, take a shower.
Shower.
He cut his hair off, and then I didn't know if it was like a thing, because like, I know homegirls who like, they don't dye their hair, and so when they cut it off, they can give it to like a charity or something. Yeah. But like, I don't know if you do drugs, you can do that.
I mean,
can you smoke weed and cut your hair off?
Sure,
like that?
Why not?
I think you can donate it. I don't think they're checking like drug testing the follicles. Like, these kids need
that. I
think
it's fine, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
And especially now, like that whole like kinky curly clip-ins are really in, so he has some good blowouts.
He has good hair.
To each his own, as far as religion goes. I just got that Homeland moment. Didn't you? You know, after, you know, it was like Allah Akbar,
prayed,
with the kids and the whole thing. Yeah. I was like, yo, ISIS, like, we might be in trouble right now.
No, ISIS. If y'all bring an ISIS storyline to Love and Hip Hop, I'm
dead.
It's
too much. It's too much.
State Property Denim.
I don't know State Property.
I gotta stop watching it.
Lot 24?
Rock Aware. Oh. Wow.
Did y'all ever have Lot 24 here? It was like the Looney Tune thing.
I know.
No.
All right, so then Scrap cuts his hair, KK wrapped his hair up, and Scrap, long hair, short hair, I mean, it don't care because he was looking for
whatever you need. You looked real good.
Mm-hmm.
Real good.
He's got a good grade of hair, though. That's what I want to compliment him on. I ain't going to say you
Who
look fine.
Who cares about the grade of his hair?
I mean, and then he put that suit on, talking about him, like, a stick.
His little vest, I was like, oh.
You can meet me when you just... Clean.
Oh, if only you weren't a whore.
All right, so then he goes to the courthouse. He got a lot of support there, and we'll see what transpires next
week.
Oh,
and side note, your mama KK is team Carly Red.
Yeah.
She says she down for all the check.
Mm,
he is banging out Carly Red.
I'm like,
Carly
Red, KK, you ain't seen the past few seasons.
Carly Red gives everybody the cookies.
Because she's trying to find her cookie cutter.
Hey. Good and
right, y'all. All right, so Arian meets up with...
Scrap is.
Arian meets up with D. Smith and Betty, and Arian asks if she should try out for K. Michelle's new record label, and they were like, why would you go to K. Michelle's enemy and be like, hey, so I was wondering what you guys... You know, I needed some really good professional advice from you guys.
Right.
Because
you hate her, right?
Yeah.
So what do you think?
Should I do
it? You would be great.
No?
Share.
Great.
You know?
Well, can I use the fact that you hate her as leverage for you to produce my song?
Have we heard anything about Arian wanting to be a musician before now?
I was going to ask you.
No,
I don't remember one time.
Inside source. So my homegirl used to date Arian.
Okay.
And... she behind the scenes would be like, no, like, she does. I guess she really does have a really good voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she would try to push her to do music, but she really wasn't about it.
Okay.
And then she did do something on the show, I guess, with K. Michelle that time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she apparently can't really sing
Well, good for her. Get out there, girl.
You know what I mean?
Free yourself.
I'm just like, she looked like a Lola Monroe, and I'm like, Arian, what are you going to really come out here and sing? Like, I can't.
She might shock us and come with something fantastic, because, I mean, nobody else is really doing anything.
Maybe. Yeah. She reminds me of, what's your girl name that she moves quick? She could,
Janelle
Monáe. Yeah, yeah. She reminds me of that, like, kind of.
Because she's light skin and short hair.
Like, no, chocolate girl. like really cool complexion, very nice. You know, could be really sexy. Y'all and me looking at each other. Listen, I just said she
just
reminds
been
me.
Swimming in that sea of snow, huh? Just down on those slopes.
Skiing through it, just laying all out, making snow angels and shit. Just.
And it's just naming all the
bathing
clouds.
In it.
Naming all the clouds. Nimbus.
Cumulus.
Knows all the damn clouds. Couldn't tell you a day.
Y'all suck. Janelle White.
You know that black girl that she dances like.
She's brown. You know, they're brown. That brown color. It's a good, she looks just like it. She looks just like it. It's pretty smooth. Like, they're cute.
Alex, help, please.
It works.
You see these?
That's all right.
I can't help you, Stephon. You do this to yourself.
Gee whiz.
I'm going to bring a shovel.
Where's the transgender girl that was in the random in the audience? I ain't going to let you gang up on her.
Well,
help me out, transgender girl. Where you at?
They
ganged up all right
just
now.
Laugh
I'm just
going to
leave
you.
A shovel in there for you. That,
I'm yeah. bringing one in next. I'm going to bring a little pail.
I'm going to bring a bucket of cotton balls so we can just have the snow and like every time we'll just like
let it snow, let it snow, let
I'll
it snow.
I'll just run into the studio just throw cotton balls at you.
Oh my goodness.
There's a blizzard happening.
Oh my goodness.
Winds of change.
Help me out, chat room. Golly.
Yes. They are not trying to help you out. They're talking about they're coming for Arian.
Arian ain't trying to catch no deal with that confessional wig, y'all. Damn right, because, you know, Arian. Like,
it was a little tilted, I think. You talking about the, like, trying to be Marilyn Monroe curls?
Like, she found Nini's, like, it on was, the side of the road
it was just
and
a
dyed
little
it brown wig.
But I like when she be having her, like, little short cute,
yeah.
Because she's so cute.
The pixie
she's
cut.
Very cute. Yeah.
All right, so.
That's all
you know,
I'm
we know
that's
you gave
I'm
her
saying.
A little credit in all that brown skin.
Arian says
we'll take it.
That it feels right working with D. Smith, so she's right. gonna do it. And then Arian put, you know, we got to know Arian a little more where she broke down. She said, you know, I put everyone first before me and I used to blame everyone else. And I feel like a lot of people, you know,
I feel that pain, girl.
Yeah.
I can sympathize with that.
You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
She's like, it's my time.
I'm ready to
At
shine.
Some point in your life, you have to make up your mind and say that about your skill, your
say
ability, whatever
me.
It is you want to do.
Child, I'm doing that right now in my life, honey.
I'm gonna
it's
get
my
there
time.
One day when I grow
it's
up.
It's my time.
My thing was, is like, Arian, we've been watching you for how many seasons? And
you could have at least sang in the shower or something.
Well, not even that, but I'm just like, you could have asked Mimi, Stevie, Rashida. I mean, don't even.
Well, she said she wanted to talk to Rashida.
I'm like,
because
doesn't
sure.
even Carly Red have a record label?
You Go sure by. Could get on Red Bottoms, whatever it is.
I would. Red's Red Bottoms.
Hey, at least she can play it on Playboy Radio.
Girl, you been Playboy. Going to that
long
game heel.
Red bottom, long heel. Red bottom, step.
I'm
step,
done with you.
Step.
I'm done with you.
Step. Step.
I just want to say, Betty
Idol.
Oh my
God.
Always...
Alexis, can you put a Trina song on for me?
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Just
Betty
whenever.
Idol
just
always,
pop it in.
Seems irrelevant. She always comes in.
Red bottoms.
Oh my God, I feel so happy you're talking yeah. to us. And I wish you like the best because you're so great. I'm like, why are you talking at all? Why are
why
you in
are
the studio?
Here?
Like, why
are you
what
here?
Are you
Who are
we
talking about?
Betty Idol.
I can't look. Betty Idol looks like if Carly Red has fucks like 300 more people and her soul leaves her body, like that's Betty Idol.
No soul.
Wait, why does she have to fuck 300
because,
more people first?
Because for some reason, Carly Red can keep her soul with all them dicks up inside her. And so all I'm saying is Betty Idol look like that one emoji where it like, and the ghosts come out of it.
Yeah.
Betty Idol look crazy.
And the ghosts come out.
I can't talk.
She's also just not smart. Like, you don't. Carly Red has slightly more intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
So Betty Idol
Betty
sounds
Idol looks
like
she
like
is always out trying to audition for American Idol. Like, why are you wearing that hat? Stop.
Or anything.
Yeah.
Well, she looks
what is this show? I don't
are you an
know.
Open mic? Are you, is this an open mic? What time do you guys start? Okay.
Play track 3, please.
Oh, my God.
I brought my own music. I'm prepared.
Oh, right. And you know what? She didn't bring on a USB on some scratched up fucking disc.
Right. Where did that chart
can you start
exactly?
Start on number 4, I think.
Okay, Michelle. Love
no,
it.
No, that's not the instrumental.
Where did that chart?
So Mimi meets up with Stevie.
Oh, Stevie.
Well,
I actually
yeah.
love this.
Yeah, she meets up with Stevie and asks about the two kids that are in the world that Jocelyn somehow found out about. And Jocelyn has lost. Well, Stevie said, Jocelyn lost her mind. What do you mean? Like, she's crazy. She's full of lies. She's on some bullshit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, that's the go-to That's the go-to move.
Right, but that's what we're thinking about you, Stevie. We think you're full of lies. I do gotta say, though, not that Stevie J has ever looked bad, but I think Stevie J looks really healthy right now.
I was gonna say, he does look healthy. He looks somewhat attractive. I get it.
Fresh.
Get it.
You know what I mean? Like, he got that,
he's got nice, clean hands.
Like, oh, wow, you have a handsome uncle.
Yeah, except like, when he was wearing the furry bear, but other than that,
I mean, he's hanging with Puff a lot now, right? And he's,
yeah, because they're on the Puff's on that tour, very so spiritual. He's been helping, yeah.
Puff is, on the Jesus train right now. Mm-hmm. If y'all listen to Puff, everything he's doing, it's all Christ-motivated.
Too much vagina, suddenly they find Jesus.
You know.
Anyways,
maybe I'll keep my comment.
You do it before
maybe
you die.
You keep finding it.
It's kind of like when you do a whole bunch of bad stuff and then you're about to go to jail and then you pray to God. No. Jesus.
Ouch.
I don't know. He'll accept you at any moment, though.
He will.
He does. That's the truth.
That's why I wear this every day, to remind myself. You know what I mean? I need to get my shit together.
Yes.
All right. So we see they talk about this promise be May.
And he flinched. And then he's like, I don't know that.
When they show her next week, I would flinch too. Mm-hmm. First of all, the fact that your name is Promise B. May.
I mean, maybe it's...
I thought it was an event
an
or
initial.
Something.
That's
I was like, what?
Like a product line.
Maybe your name is Promise Beatrice May.
Barry.
Management. Every time they say it, I think of Jessica Alba in The Honest Company. I'm like...
Jessica Alba.
So, Jocelyn, he's like, well, you know, look what she, well, so whatever. Promise be made. Apparently, there were these rumors on the blog that Promise went out and said, and Jocelyn believes the rumors. And he said, you know what? Look at what she did to me. And he showed that Jocelyn fucked all the shit. I was like, bitch, this looked like the scene from Bad Girls Club season 14 when them bitches fucked up the twin shit. And I don't even know. Y'all probably... The fact that... I hope y'all aren't watching this and Bad Girls Club. Please, Jesus is praying positivity into me that I have to watch both of them. But that was some shit. They fucked those girls shit up. It was over $25,000 worth of shit.
Really?
I mean, yeah. And it
was, you saw it?
I remember that video seeing that the went video around about it.
My thing is exactly what Mimi said. Why did Jocelyn do that?
Because even if it's not true, if it turns out to be not true, whatever she's been told or seen makes it look like it's possible that it's true. And the fact that the rumors exist at all would piss you off. I ain't mad at you, girl. I'm just going to break. Except some of it I just would have sold. I don't necessarily know I would destroy it.
I looked at that video footage of Stevie J's stuff and I had this flashback from college and I got tell y'all that story off air.
Why?
It's crazy.
What girl burned up your shit?
She burned it up.
She didn't burn it.
My first girlfriend was Jamaican, though, just so you know.
Really? What did she do that turned you up?
She would.
Right. My first girlfriend was African.
Where is she? Where in Africa? South Africa. She's English.
With a British accent. No, full Jamaican. Yeah. Both parents.
Okay.
I'm from Miami. Listen, I dated more Jamaican girls than y'all can name.
Dated or
songs.
Fucked?
All of that. All of the above.
All that, you know.
He's still in that stage where it's all kind of the
same. I was young.
Label Schmables.
Yeah, whatever. I don't remember her last name, but who gives a fuck? We just fucked.
Anyway. Off air story.
Not like I had to take him out to dinner or anything. No,
didn't have to feed a bitch. I just...
So Stevie, that footage, man, gave me flashbacks.
That footage, crazy.
It was nuts. Gave Stephon flashbacks.
Mimi's like, well, that's fine because I'm gonna get my Olivia Pope on. And I'm like, girl, more like Megan Good from Minority Report,
Carmen
canceled.
San Diego, where am I gonna find this shit?
No, Carmen San Diego was the shit.
Why did they make a Minority Report? I mean, I want everybody to get checks.
It actually wasn't. Well, the first episode wasn't bad, and then I couldn't.
You couldn't watch it anymore.
Because then, the one with the tattoos came out, and that was shitted on it.
Blind spot.
No, my nigga be telling me about Megan Good, boy.
No, I mean, what do you mean? What he be saying? What he be saying?
She got it together and kept it collected until she found her husband. And we respect them because they are now married. Congratulations, Megan Good and Kirk Franklin.
You better build up Black Hollywood.
You sound like you're reading the PR paragraph.
Okay.
Because everybody coming for Megan Good. So what? You
everybody
a slut?
Coming,
let her be a slut if you want to be.
For Megan
moving
Good.
Moving on. So Stevie gets to rub on Mimi's boobies. And
wait, Stevie is going to get Amina Butterfly pregnant before Marcus.
That would be amazing.
Job. Actually, I would
actually be a good
couple. Can you imagine the commercial? September 20th, VH1, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, Love and Hip Hop New York, in the crossover event.
Stevie J! Stevie J!
Stevie!
Peter! Peter! Stevie!
What is happening to us right now?
And was she giving birth? Like, what the fuck was that?
No, that was the baby comp, but it low-key did sound like Amina too.
The ignorance is strong. Oh, y'all,
yeah, because I can't. I can't, because I was about to go someplace. I'm not going to go there.
Oh, man.
All right, so Mimi meets up with D. Smith and Arian, and they're talking of music, and then Betty shows...
We like your braids, Mimi. Mm-hmm.
Poetic justice, girl. Go get them.
She was missing a few for it to be poetic justice.
Yeah, she got
to
get the dookie ones.
She needed, another thing of hair, because... It was looking a little...
No, they were heavy enough.
Really?
They were heavy enough for poetic.
See?
I know how to make my call. Janet.
Y'all stupid.
Betty shows up, and that's where, you know, D explains the whole thing with Deb, and we got the, well, what did my son do to you?
Sheesh.
What did you guys think of the meeting between D. Smith and Deb? Did you feel like...
I feel like we missed a lot of it.
Yeah.
And I, because looking at it, like, I feel like D. Smith looks stupid and, like, jumping up and getting upset about nothing, really, because it didn't seem, and I feel like it was cut.
With Deb?
Like, I feel like Deb didn't go in on her like she was trying to make it seem like at all. No, I felt like she got uncomfortable way too fast and upset, and she wasn't overly defending her son or getting defensive about it. Like, we didn't see any of that.
She was talking mad casual. Like,
it was very casual.
What was the deal? You know, what happened here? Because I know Tammy and y'all don't have beef. It's super
casual.
But
I feel like it was cut. I feel like we didn't get most of what was actually said in that room.
Yeah, and I also feel like it's like kind of like, okay, if you're going to set this situation up, like if we're going to be adults, right, and pretend it's real. And like, we clearly know D. Smith is very sensitive about the trans topic, which understandable. So my thing is with this situation, Deb being, you know,
Deb,
the elder.
Yeah,
I felt like Deb was gonna kind of control the conversation a little better, but again, I do think it got cut or whatever. I don't know.
I think
Dee's
on a rampage of like,
she doesn't want to be Caitlyn Jenner.
But
out here
at the
with
same
the trans
time, like, I feel like Dee keeps coming for everybody else about what Waka said. They don't have control over what he says and what he thinks, and they don't have to defend it. He has to defend what he said and what he thinks and all of that. So come for him when he's around and leave them out of it.
Mm-hmm. I think she's on this defensive like tour. You know, everywhere she goes, she's got her shields up. She's ready to like snap at any moment. Every meeting, everybody that she's encountering, she's already ready to start defending herself. And everybody's like, dude, we ain't coming for you. Can't we just talk? She don't even want to just talk.
Well, she's saying that they won't just talk. And that's what she was saying about Deb. That's why I feel like something was cut from that meeting, because it never seemed that Deb got hype about like, you can't talk about my son like that.
I think because like when you're dealing with the trans community, especially right now, vocabulary is so important.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I think even when we got to the bullying thing, like I felt like that was chopped up, and I feel like a lot of it has to do with vocabulary.
Yeah. Yeah, but a major part of communication.
But I wish they
listening.
Showed that. But I wish they showed that, because you know where else are you going to see an incident where people are using the wrong vocabulary? And here's a platform to teach, like Tammy said, educate.
But I agree. Once they got to the actual like bullying meeting or whatever, that D seemed to what she said was fair enough and calm enough. And I think Tammy came too hard at her at that portion.
Again, I think it's being spliced.
But I think something is missing.
But before that, when they were in the, just Deb and her, when Deb said to her, well, honey, Betty is a reflection of you, just like you said, Waka is a reflection of Tammy.
And that's why she looks stupid.
Yeah, here's why, girl, like, because I low-key was kind of riding with D, because it's like, in this situation, I feel like people should kind of be open and empathetic to the other person. Obviously, she's upset, and if you really want to heal the problem, step in that person's shoes. But then in this situation, girl, you got to step in the shoes too, because that's the exact situation. You bring in this girl, no one knows her, first of all. She looked like Tila Tequila from MySpace, like, and you just bringing her around like she's on the fucking show. And she... Girl, I'm looking for a credential or something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, and you just bring her around. She's starting all this mess. And you like, well, that wasn't me. That was words that Betty and Tammy got. Why's your friend? You bringing this friend around? And she keep getting into all these riffs with everybody.
And that's your responsibility. It just like when you bring friends home to your parents' house when you were younger, and they mess up the house.
That's why no
you
one got come your ass beat.
You know, because your parents gonna say, "Listen, these are your friends." The key though, I think that we're missing with D is, and I think this is a big deal for this whole transgender LGBTQ conversation, is there's not enough listening and there's too much talking. So everybody has something to say, but nobody wants to hear the other side at all.
Hear the other side out fully.
Fully.
Without, well, wait a minute.
Right. Like, let me get my piece in. Well, damn, you ain't let me finish what I had to say. Mm-hmm. If you'd have heard me out, you probably would have agreed. I'm with you. I ain't against you. But she's acting like it's me against the world. Shout out to Pac. You know, I was listening to that Pac last night.
We used to love him, too.
Mm-hmm. We've seen Tammy, Bambi, and Deb. They had hung out.
Anytime Bambi shows up on the screen, I, like, start texting because it's just an irrelevant moment.
Well, I liked
moment.
Her shoes. I was like, oh, they're cute. Oh.
Didn't even know. So they're talking about D. Smith, Betty Idol, and Bambi's really worried. Again, here's the communication thing of how the trans community is going to look at her argument. And I get it because it went back and forth. Now, but then D. Smith out here calling her.
I was going to say, D. Smith came for her real hard. So if anybody should be a little upset about that, it should be the non-trans community. But she called. It was funny as shit, though.
You can't play both sides.
Great.
Can't play both sides.
So it's called No RIP, which is called Irresponsible Posting.
Reckless Internet Posting.
Internet Posting. And I'm just like, can we create one where it's Reckless Television Promoting?
But then we wouldn't have this fabulous show that we get to talk about every week and learn so many new things about a whole culture we don't exist in on a daily basis.
And it's such a shame to have that sort of panel that is, I think it's fantastic to have that open sort of dialogue and have these people like crush it over some
disgusting
petty bullshit that ain't really what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When they start talking about the black church and the influence and all that stuff, how people feel ostracized and kicked out. That's important.
Mm-hmm. Very important.
Like, we need to hear it.
But then it gets lost in a stupid argument between two people that are dealing with their personal beef in a situation that has absolutely nothing to do with their personal shit. Like, let's make this.
Which I think Tammy was dead ass wrong.
Yeah.
This ain't it. You know, y'all talk after the show.
Exactly. You guys had a moment where someone opened up on your platform and said, "I was addicted to suicide." That's a powerful statement.
Wow.
You could have really ran with that for a quick second, since this is supposed to be a moment of education, and finally here you are promoting Miss Deb's, you know,
but you know,
panel, and you didn't really go there with the conversation.
Yeah.
Instead, the conversation. Well, we see D. Smith and Betty walking in late.
Which obviously producers set that up to make that happen.
Oh, yeah, right to their
two seats.
To
make a show, yeah.
That one left for them.
And Tammy brings up her husband's opinion and how his opinion isn't bashing. Can an opinion be bashing?
I think it's all in your delivery. You're entitled to your opinion. And the same way that people get mad that, like, a fundamentalist Christian doesn't believe that heterosexuality is right or wrong or whatever, like, you believe it is right. So if you're on the other side, and the same way you can say that, so can they say that. So I think, I mean, obviously, I think actions determine whether or not it's bashing. And
well,
all
speaking
that.
About actions, then Tammy went on to say, like, you think that if I was to get mad at him for all the bullshit he done put me through, I'm like, girl,
exactly. You taking us somewhere. We ain't going there. We supposed to be here to help.
Like, why are you talking about your personal shit?
Why are you bleeding right now on everybody?
This poor person is addicted to suicide.
Thank you.
And you're up here talking about what?
They totally.
This man's faith in Christ has been destroyed. Because he got kicked out of the
black church that he
because
loved
he had
home.
He had other ideas. Listen,
I can't.
I don't want to hear about Waka and you. And
I'm
him
over Waka and the whole conversation about him. Like,
we ain't seen Waka
about
in two seasons,
and he's not trying to be on the show to share his sort of lane and what he was trying to say. So why is he even a part of the conversation at this point?
You can't have a panel of this magnitude and this important for right now.
Magnitude.
Yeah.
I'm not saying too
I did graduate.
I'm like, for that.
You went to high school? And you got
You can't have this sort of panel and then not have like a licensed professional. That's like.
I thought that was Mama D.
See,
with the one sentence that they wrote for her.
Right.
You know, I just feel that we all should get along.
Love, laugh, live. Or whatever she said.
You need. I'm so thankful that they invited me to this panel. Although she looked real skinny.
And I got to wear my real smart wig today. She had her smart wig on.
Got my smart wig on. Yeah, and like, then when things get out of hand, you got nobody to pull it back. They can't pull the reins back. They can't get it back on track.
No.
They can't see the importance of what's going on. Anyway.
Well, Miss Dab literally was yelling like, I'm done with this. This ain't what it's supposed to be. I'm out of here.
And when she said that, I'm going, wait, you put the event on and now the event's just over?
Like, you what? Just said, you mad at what just happened? What? Like, if anything, you should have been moderating. Like, you guys, this
moderate
is not what
the
we're
bullying.
Here for. Like,
the
calm
bullying.
Down. This is not okay. Whatever.
They gave you a damn live scenario, and y'all couldn't, Deb, you couldn't
have
facilitated that?
Worked it out. I'm so disappointed.
It was a joke. That was poorly done for something that's really important.
And there was a
child
in the
that.
Audience, a 10-year-old.
Yeah, the other girl, the 10-year-old. So the whole thing was that they didn't want to explain.
Or they didn't know how to explain.
But see, that's what's crazy, because that was another valid, just like with the black church, that was a very valid conversation. Like, how do we explain this to our kids? And there could have been an open conversation.
Not arguing.
Not arguing, like, well, have you considered talking to her like this? Because it isn't about sexual. But D. Smith jumped on, it's not about sex! It's about... Calm down, say your piece, and give an option, give a solution. Stop being a freaking problem.
And D, when they point out that there's a 10-year-old... Calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Why are you...
D I'm and like, Tammy, because Tammy was
down.
Loud and cussing and getting all, like, calm down.
Yeah,
because that was
that's
your daughter, too.
Okay. End of story. Now, then the other trans woman
off.
In the audience was like, I'm not going to let y'all gain up on Ms. D. Smith. So I really do. I wish we could see the unedited.
The whole unedited version
yeah.
of it,
panel.
For sure.
Yeah.
Shit.
And look at this. In the midst of a bullying, we're here to talk about getting rid of bullying, and you got people in the audience feeling like they got to gang up together because
like,
they need to defend themselves because we're getting bullied at the bullying conference.
And then my other thing is like, if you
blood
notice
clot.
When Tammy made the comment about Waka, how the whole group of people felt. So my thing is like, take a little ownership.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you understand that your man's wrong, but don't get... so hyphy about it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It was just weird because it's like, just because that was his opinion, it's not your opinion.
But see, that's the thing. She was taking it personal
yeah.
and getting angry that D was accusing her of having the same opinion as if she can't have a separate opinion. So
sure.
she took it to her little personal level because D keeps pushing that same button over and over again. Even the girl done told you, I don't think like that, but it doesn't matter because they ain't listening to each other. So that's the whole point.
Well, on that note, let's
failed.
Head into what?
They failed.
Predictions.
They failed.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions. All right, next week we're going to see Scrap probably get 5 years.
But he'll probably only do like 2, though. Good
no,
behavior.
He probably only going to do 5
he
because he's
be
supposed
five,
to do up to 30.
Up to 30. And if
I hate to say it, but I'm really upset that he's going to prison for marijuana, which is legal in like,
you know,
I don't know, 20 states.
That's like the story of this entire country.
That's ridiculous.
20 years, brown men going to jail for marijuana and crack
and it's
cocaine.
Crazy. 5 years. We've got 7 for heroin.
It's about amounts.
I
but
know, but
it's
damn,
okay. You're gonna
dog.
Be out one day, honey.
Promise B, maybe, and meets
day.
Up with Mimi and Stevie, and she's like, "You wanna see?"
Promise B look crazy as
hey.
Promise B look like Cisco gonna pop out the back like it's my bitch now.
She looked like the when if you were going down the gingerbread path and you wound up at
Candyland, Mrs. Brittle.
Yo, hey, hey, kids.
No, she looked like, what's the witch's name from The Wiz, the good witch?
Oh,
sweet thing, let me tell you.
Yes, yes, shoot. I can't remember. Is it Gladys?
I can't remember.
It starts with like
I'm
a
sorry,
G. It starts with a G.
Courtney was supposed
I'm
to come
so
in. Not,
driving
is it,
on
Candyland. It's not Glenda.
Like
that's
no,
from
Glenda's
no,
the
Wizard
of Oz.
Good witch.
Some, shit.
It starts with a G because they try to keep it consistent.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
All right, what else are we going to get from that? There's going to be a paternity test. We're going to get Mama D and Betty Idol having this series. No, she didn't.
That's her voice. That's her inner deep inner voice.
Like, I just feel like Betty Idol is just gonna be like, it's muffin time, and turn into like the yellow fucking Power Ranger or something. Like, she just looks like an animorph. Like, she looks like a cartoon. Like, she doesn't Betty even look Idol. Real.
Maybe we'll discover her point like in the last episode of the season, and we'll be like, oh, that's what it was all for.
You wasted our time.
We're gonna be enlightened.
You're right.
At the reunion, she's going to, like, pop out and, like, do an amazing show or something. And she's a brilliant artist.
And then we're going to see D. Smith and Betty versus Scrappy.
And he looks way out of his league. Like, I feel like he can't come back with shit.
He's well, just he's
like,
not smart enough. He's well, not quick enough.
Oh, my enough. God. They're going to... they are going to Anatomy of Scrappy. They're going to...
Yeah. You know what happens when you're not quick and you're not smart? You're going to end up saying something really bad. Really
stupid, and they're just going to drag you across the floor.
They're
going
to take you to the Atlanta Public Library,
it's
motherfucker.
It's a mess, a mess, a mess. Get your tickets for the reunion now.
Okay.
Hey.
If you guys go to the reunion, you know, you got to tweet us and give
us
some tea.
Let us know what went down.
And then last but not least, so this whole show is so chopped because this is what's going on right now in the real world. But Stevie went on Power 107 or something and said that apparently he was never married to Jocelyn. Mm-hmm. Him and Jocelyn, he would never marry her. He has never married her. And there will never be a
and
marriage.
She spoke out too. Like, what kind of bitch nigga you look like? Yo. Saying we ain't never been married. I was just like, ooh.
No, she said, my whole thing is how you gonna you call a radio? How you gonna call a radio station? And you know what I mean? You're supposed to call your radio station and play a hit, but you ain't had a hit in 20 years. So you gonna be a bitch and you gonna call a radio station
like
to
a
talk
hoe.
About your wife? You look like a bitch.
Yo,
that's a great clip. It's all over
it
the place.
It really was.
It was a great clip. I still think she won in that conversation. Just
yeah.
100%.
Yeah, because the thing is, she can, like, she's like, if you're gonna go on a radio station, you have to have a hot song. And I was like, we're pushing it with the word hot, but she does have a song.
Yeah.
Go to church. Make that bitch go to work.
Yeah.
And in the end, him saying, like, no, I would never marry her, and I never, but you wanted everybody to believe you were married, so you both do still
Alexis,
look crazy.
Trina, red
you look
heels
crazy.
To go
you
out
both look crazy.
Thank you.
But whatever.
I mean,
I missed Tommy this episode, by the way.
You said what?
I missed Tommy.
I did too.
Yeah, we could have used her.
I needed a little Craig.
I needed a little crazy, cute girl acting a fool. Because, I mean, she didn't even get invited to the, like, going to the court. She wasn't there.
Yeah, well, KK shut all that shit
as KK said, she be drinking a little too much
Chardonnay.
Chardonnay. Whatever she said, that she did not say Chardonnay. That was for damn sure.
Maybe Tommy and Mama D are alcoholics together. Because Mama D went on Twitter and posted all this stuff about Ernest.
Oh, God.
Talking about he got diabetes. He smoked 5 cigarettes in 20 minutes. And he ain't never seen a doctor. Yeah, I am suffering with bipolar. And I do drink an occasional cocktail or two.
What in the world?
They your old auntie and dirty uncle that you just like, please leave that shit at home. We don't want to see it. We don't care.
Shout out to Caitlin. Shout out to Jeremy Miller. Shout out to Alicia. Can I see some more people? Shout out to Sky. Shout out to... Dang, are you
going
to give me
motion
sickness?
You going too fast. I got dizzy.
Misha C. Misha C. Vanessa Jackson. We love y'all. If you guys
want to
keep it, they be lit in this chat room. I can't even be reading them because they do their own show in there. But if y'all want to die laughing, whether you're watching us, catch us live 1 week because this chat room be on fire. We love you guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
You can tweet me at Stuart Starlet.
And me at I Am Stefan. I'm from Miami, Florida. I gotta give a shout out to Kimbo Slice. R.I.P.
R.I.P. just killed the club. Just
R.I.P.
killed the bud.
Kimbo Slice.
You can move your chair. My chair won't move.
That's kind of like all it is, you know what I'm saying? All right, till next week, same time, same place.
Peace.
Got too much ass.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.